Chairs No Waiting, episode number 526, feedback episode number 37. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great Mayberry items they have over there. For instance, they have Messages from Mayberry. It's a new Mayberry Bible study book. Joey Fans is original, but this one is written by Ronald Vonham. Yeah, he won't ever let me sell his book again. Go and check it out anyway. You can also check out some of Mayberry's finest coffees at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I really appreciate you showing up in particular. I want to thank our patrons at Patreon.com who do support the show on a weekly basis. So if you would like to do that, I would appreciate it. It'd be awesome. I mean, I love getting that kind of feedback where there's actually folks providing support to the podcast, because I know you really like me. You really, really like me. Is that the right quote from? But if you can't do that, this is exactly what you can do. This episode is about feedback, and we have a lot of feedback. We got some voicemail, and then we also have a few written in messages that I wanted to read to you guys, because I'm way, way behind. So let's get this show started. Let me see if I can get us a little background music, because it makes it more interesting if I have just a little bit of background. I always like this one, Mockingbird. Let's play it. By the VW Boys, ladies and gentlemen, VWBoys.com. Great guys, Tim White. Thanks to the VW Boys for letting me use their music as my background music. Now let's get into a little bit of listener feedback. Now, I got this message, email from Ron Blankenship. I have two from him, so I'm going to read them both. Let's start with the second one. He says, Ron says, I was watching the episode, he's talking about the podcast, and saw something I'd never noticed before. I thought, oh no, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the lady prisoner, when the prisoner of love, that's what he's talking about. I was watching Prisoner of Love and saw something I'd never noticed before. I thought you might be interested too. And I thought you might be interested. So here we are reading it. When the state police bring the lady prisoner, bring her in, the officer hands her makeup case, hands it to her, right? And she puts it on the table in the cell. All through the episode, you only ever see this one case. Even when she fakes the lock being stuck, you remember that? And Andy goes in the cell with her. There's only one case. So watch that episode and look. There's one suitcase. Later, Andy goes home, leaving Barney alone with her. He decides to go back to the courthouse. And when he goes in to open the door, she's trying to escape. You remember that? Well, Andy walks in, and she had pulled the same trick on Barney, trying to get her to unlock that case. And we see him in the cell trying to get the case open. Remember that? But it's not the same case that she came in with. And as Andy walks her back into the cell, you can see that she has the original case in her hands. So she was carrying it with her. You never see the second case. It never shows up again. Curious and more curious. Emmett. Eagle Eye Emmett. Now that's something to watch, guys. We're going to have to go and watch that episode, Prisoner of Love, and check that one out. Now, Emmett also wrote in, because he's in our chat room. He's usually in there as Emmett. But somebody has been in our chat room that's live on Monday nights, and I invite you to come and be a part of that, because folks have a great time in there. They're in there talking right now. He said, I don't know if you realize where AY321 came from. So in the chat room, you get to pick your own name, like your nickname. And somebody, and I didn't know who it was, had been in the chat room as AY321. And I didn't remember that. I mean, I knew JL327 as a tag number, DC269 as a tag number of the squad car, both of those. But I didn't know what AY321 was. So this is what he said. He said, I don't know if you realize where AY321 came from, but I got to thinking about it. And in The Big House, that's the name of the episode, when Andy and Barney go out the back door of the courthouse to show Andy where Gomer is posted, you know, where he's up on the roof. Remember that? He's posted up on the roof. There's a car parked there with a license plate on the front that says AY321. Now, I don't think it's a squad car since they didn't show the whole car, though. I'm not quite sure. I thought that it was interesting since no one knew where it came from when they first came into the podcast chat room. So, Ron, good job, Ron. Ron with two scores, noticing the case and picking out a nickname in the chat room that nobody could figure out what it was. So, great job, Ron. That's Emmett. If you ever see him in the chat room, it's probably going by Emmett. So, good job, Emmett. All right. So, next up, I thought this was pretty cool. I got this email, and I think you'll like this too. It's from Cindy Prince. Okay. And it's referenced to episode number 279 of Two Chairs, No Wedding. And the podcast name is Jack Prince. She says this: "Hi, Alan. I just finished listening to the podcast. Thanks for producing that. I didn't realize someone had dug up all that information on my dad. And a lot of it was even true. And some of it was new to me. I'm 66 years old and getting closer to the age my folks were when they passed away. So it was pretty cool to learn something new about one of them at this time in my life." She says, "I am in better health than either of them at my age, thank goodness." She says, "I always check in with the Mayberry world once in a while. It's always great to. And I almost always learn something. And by the way, Jack had another son, not listed in that podcast episode. It was named after him. His name was Jack Trevathan Prince. He's about 10 years my junior, who lives in Florida and is a musician. All the best to you and your family, Cindy Prince." Hey, Rafe Hollister's daughter. How cool is that? Thank you so much, Cindy, for taking time to write to me. I really do appreciate that. And I am so glad you enjoyed the podcast. Now, if you haven't heard that episode, it's episode number 279 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And it's called Jack Prince. Now, it's based on the e-bullet article that was written by Jim Clark many moons ago. Let's see. I think it even tells in my show notes here. It was based on the e-bullet from, it was volume 8, issue 3, which was from April 30th, 1993. It's a great article about Jack Prince that Jim Clark did. So definitely go and check that out. You might enjoy the podcast episode, or maybe you have that issue of the bullet. So go and check it out. All right. So next up, let's see here. What is next? Next up, we have Andy Holly. Andy says, he wrote this back in February, by the way, just so you know. He said, "Hey, Alan, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy the Bruce Billison interviews." Now, if you guys haven't heard those, you need to go and check them out. I didn't pull those up as a list here, but Jack Billison interviews were just recent. So just go back a little bit and you'll be able to find them. Let's see if I can scroll down and find one. And I'll tell you, like, here's the last one. It was episode number 521. That was part 5 of that. But he says, "Hey, Alan, I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed the Bruce Billison interviews. That type of information is so fascinating to me as well. Fans can't really appreciate how much effort and attention to detail has to be done making these episodes. In the second interview you did, I noticed during the Jinx episode that the shirt Barney had on while the boat was filling with water was a dark colored shirt. And when it had sunk, he had on a lighter colored shirt. Oh, well, there you go. I didn't notice that. Overall, the continuity was followed very well. It's fun to me to spot little mistakes now and then. I'm sure it has been spotted many times before. Thank you again for your tireless efforts to bring a little bit of Mayberry nostalgia to those of us who long for a more pure and simpler time." So, wow, thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. I didn't notice that. I'll have to go back and watch that. So if you watch the episode, The Jinx, look and see if Barney's shirt changes color. as he's doing that, as he's sinking, as the boat sinks. You want to hand me that oar? Wow, we're not going anywhere. Well, we better. We're sinking. I love it. Now, just for your information, that's episode number 518 is where he was talking about the jinx. At least that's part of it. Bruce Bilson interview part two, okay, from 2015. So check that out. So thank you again, Andy. I appreciate it. Now, I did another episode recently. It was number 516 about nostalgia. And I got an email from Goober Fife, who's in our chat room. He's in there very often. This is, as I said, it's number 516. Nostalgia is the name of it. And Goobers has this to say. He says, Alan, I'm a firm believer that things aren't coincidences. Your nostalgia podcast really spoke to me. The reason why we are who we are. My buddy Kurt, who used to come with me to Mayberry events, is going through some tough personal and health problems. So I sent him the link in the hopes that it will remind him of all the fun we've had at Mayberry events over the years. And with the hope of getting him out of the funk he's in right now. And I hope it worked. Thank you for all you do. It truly is a ministry. Goober Fife. Hey, Dick, I hope it did help. And we'll definitely keep Kurt in our prayers as we go forward. But thank you for writing that. There's been so many times, honestly, that the Andy Griffith Show has pulled me out of a funk. Today, work. I don't know. You have to work? Yeah, I do too. By the way, this is not my job. I do this stuff for fun. And today at work, I was sitting there and I was going, what am I going to do the podcast about today? God, now that's another thing I have to deal with. But you know what I told them? I said, you know what I might do? I might do a podcast about using the Andy Griffith Show to relieve stress. Because that's what I do. This show, the podcast, the Andy Griffith Show is a stress reliever for me. It just helps me forget about all that stuff I have to deal with day in and day out. People's computers are broken. I got to get them fixed. They need a wire run. Whatever it is. My job, my life. Mayberry helps me forget about it for, 20-something minutes at a time. I can just kind of forget and enjoy myself and smile and laugh and have a good time. So, Dick, I hope, Goober Fife, I hope your buddy, Kurt, I hope he gets a little bit of that too. Because I tell you, that's what's special to me. There's this show. And the people I have been able to meet, this past week, I didn't get to do the podcast live last week on episode number, 525. I did a recorded version because I was out of town. Well, I'd gone out of town to visit my buddy, David Browning. It was his surprise party that his family threw for him. And I was able to go, and it was me and Otis. We were both there, and my wife, Jan, and his whole family and his friends that are from there in the Bristol area. And we started talking just a little bit, me and Kenneth, who does Otis Campbell with me, Otis. And, if it wasn't for David Browning and the Mayberry deputy, I wouldn't know Kenneth Junkin. I wouldn't have ever been Floyd the Barber. I'd have never met you. I'd have never been to these Mayberry events and had all the friends that I've come with. So this show, not only does it give us a little relief from the stress of day to day, wow, it has blessed my life. And I hope it's blessed everybody that's listening. Because there's a lot of good people out in the world. And all we hear about normally is all the bad things. But wow, there's a lot of good people out there. And you get a chance to meet them if you try. And I tell you what, if you meet a bunch of Mayberry people, you got a good chance of meeting some good friends that'll be friends a long time. All right, that's the preaching. Let's get off the soapbox here. Next up, we got an email from RB5505. He didn't tell me his name. That's just his email address. But it's RB5505. I'm not sure who he is. Anyway, here's what he wrote to me to say. He said, Alan, looking at the page linked below, which he was actually talking about the awards. It's awards that are given out on television and stuff. He said, looking at this, this page, it just stuns me. You know, look at the awards. And this is what it is. It's on IMDb. He said, it just stuns me. It's not that I didn't know it already, but my goodness, how detached the Emmy Awards people were from our show, The Andy Griffith Show. Just think about what's not even nominated. Okay. Let alone a winner from The Andy Griffith Show. It's not just the writing. They didn't get recognized at all. But the incredible acting. And don't forget Earl Hagen's contribution. Pathetic on the Emmy's part. So I cannot disagree with him. And if you look at the awards there, we had three, you know, had a winner. Outstanding performance in as an actor, a supporting role, Don Knotts. Outstanding performance by an actress in a supporting role, Frances Bavier. And nominated was Outstanding Comedy Series. That's it. You know, I mean, if you look at those, there's a few nominees and very few winners. Wow. Anyway, it is amazing. I have to admit that it is amazing that that the Andy Griffith Show didn't win more. But you know what it did win? It won our heart. We're all loving it, and we're all still loving it. And all these shows that did win awards, do you even know what they were? I don't. So, hey, Andy Griffith Show, you got my award. Maybe we should give an award out for the Andy Griffith Show as us. Oh, we do. As the Andy Griffith Show Radio Watchers Club, we give out awards to fans of the Andy Griffith Show. So, all right, let's go on. Keep moving. Joe Gritton. Joe Gritton wrote in to say, hey, Alan, you mentioned that you didn't know if the Patreons took advantage of the early post. Let me explain what he's talking about. If you're a patron of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, if you're a member of Patreon and you donate $1 or $2 or $1,000, whatever you donate per episode, you get the live version of Two Chairs No Waiting, and you can watch it anytime you want to. You don't have to be here for the live shows on Monday nights. And I didn't know if anybody even takes advantage of that. Maybe that's not a very good reward for donating. But that's what he was answering me. He said, you mentioned you didn't know if the patrons took advantage of the early post and et cetera. He said, I can't speak for everybody, but I can't open them. I can't see everything at work on my PC. But a few months ago, I discovered that I can open them on his iPad at work. So he's been able to start watching the podcasts at work and watching the live version. He says, since I typically have a conflict on Monday nights, I enjoy watching the extended version of the podcast, which is the live show, by clicking on the link that's provided from Patreon. I've also enjoyed a few other goodies that I posted. It's a nice perk. So thank you, Joe. Thanks for letting me know. So if you'd like to get those, you can, or if you just come on Monday nights, you can see everything live, but only the patrons can watch it again later or watch it anytime they want to. So thanks to the patrons. I don't have that many, but I do appreciate every one of them. Thank you. All right. Next up, I got an email from, I guess this is the last email, and then we got a voicemail. This is from Miles Needham. Okay. Miles Needham. And this is a question for you guys, because I don't know you. Hopefully you can write back and give me the answer to this, because I didn't know the answer. He wrote and said, I'm drawing a blank on context and episode. But there's an episode where Barney says Zazu Zaz or something real similar to that in reference to something fancy like la-di-da or something. Zazu Zaz. He said, I Googled it and I can't come up with anything. Help. Well, you know, I couldn't remember either, but I kind of seem to remember going Zazu Zaz. I seem to remember it as well, but I don't know the answer either. So I'm throwing that out to you, the listeners and viewers of the podcast. Give us an answer right back, and we'll make sure it's in the podcast, or we'll tell somebody what episode that was on, what the reference was, and we'll come up with it. All right. Folks in the chat room are already going to it. They're saying it was an early episode, if I recall. The chat room is already starting to go through this. So we will get an answer, I'm sure, from some of the trivia experts here in the world. All right, so let me turn down our music here, because now we got a voicemail. The voicemail this week, let's see, who was it from? Oh, that's right, Anonymous. I don't know him. It's Anonymous. But we have a voicemail from our Anonymous listener, and let's see if I can get in here. Here it is, and play this for you. Anonymous, take it away.
Hey, I'm a huge Andy Griffith fan. I've watched it for years. Stumbled upon your podcasts, and I'm grateful that you're keeping it alive, and I just ask that you just keep on doing what you're doing, and I know people will never tire of it. Me and my mom were talking today, and it's the love, the true love, the connection that they connected with people and the characters, and we already know that, but anyway, I'm trying to keep it short. It was an outstanding cast, as you well know, so anyway, keep up the great work. I'll keep watching. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Wow. Thank you so much for taking time to call in. I appreciate it. I would thank you personally, but I didn't know who you were. You didn't tell me, but thank you. I really do appreciate it. And you're right. It was about the love on the show. The characters loved each other. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about us, the fans, and just what it does for us, the show, how we're, I don't know, it just makes us smile, doesn't it? It gives you that. All right, guys. And now that is all of our feedback for this week. And let's head over and hear from Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Arthur Batanidis was born in Tacoma, Washington on April the 9th, 1923. While serving in the military, he found that he enjoyed performing stand-up comedy for his fellow GIs. After returning stateside, he studied at the Actors Lab, the Los Angeles acting program that was relatively new at the time, but which closed in 1950. Russell Johnson, who played the professor on Gilligan's Island, was a fellow student. Others included the acclaimed actor Hume Cronin, as well as Marilyn Monroe and Lee J. Cobb. Arthur followed his studies with extensive stage work. In 1951, he branched out into the new medium of television. He made his debut in the short-lived science fiction anthology series Out There, which ran only 2.5 months on CBS. Arthur appeared in 2 of the only 12 episodes produced. He returned to concentrating on stage work and eventually landed a role on Broadway in See the Jaguar in 1952, a play that unfortunately flopped, running only 3 days for a total of 5 performances. The play is notable, though, as the Broadway debut of James Dean. In 1953, Arthur was cast in his first regular role, playing a bad guy in another science fiction series, though this time one primarily aimed at the juvenile audience, Rod Brown of the Rocket Rangers. He appeared in 53 of the show's 59 episodes during its single season of being broadcast. Arthur's extensive stage experience made him a natural for live television, where he appeared quite often, including in 4 episodes of the acclaimed anthology show Playhouse 90, between 1956 and 1959. He appeared in other similar shows, including in 2 episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Arthur appeared primarily in small uncredited roles in films, with a debut in Black Tuesday in 1954. His role in the 1956 biblical epic The Ten Commandments was typical. He played a Hebrew at Ramsey's Gate and a Hebrew at the Golden Calf. Arthur became an even busier character actor in the 1960s. He appeared in 2 episodes of The Twilight Zone and 1 of The Outer Limits. He made his first of 4 appearances as different characters in The Dick Van Dyke Show in 1963. And the following year appeared once in another series produced by Sheldon Leonard, The Andy Griffith Show. Arthur played Ralph Neal, an escaped convict. Convinced the sheriff's office needed more tools to fight this type of crime, Barney borrowed Blue, a hound dog he was convinced would be able to track Neal. The only thing that saved the day was that Blue really hated the sound of the silent dog whistle, nearly as much as he enjoyed the lollipops Floyd kept in his jacket pocket. Arthur appeared four more times in the extended Mayberry universe as different characters in Gomer Pyle USMC. He later appeared five times as different characters in another popular Sheldon Leonard production, I Spy. In 1969, Arthur had one of the two roles for which he is best remembered. He played an ill-fated crew member of the Enterprise named D'Amato in an episode of the original version of Star Trek. Near the end of his career, Arthur played the other role for which he is remembered, Mr. Kirkland in the Police Academy movies 2, 3, 4, and 6 between 1985 and 1989. After appearing in nearly 150 films and TV series over his 38-year career, Arthur always said his favorite roles were on The Andy Griffith Show and The Dick Van Dyke Show, along with his half a dozen appearances in Mission Impossible. Arthur passed away in 2000. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's great reports he does on the internet, definitely go out to and send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com, and that'll get you going. You'll be ready to go. You won't miss any of Randy's great work. So thank you again, Randy. I really do appreciate it. All right, so folks, the chat room has been hard at work trying to figure out where the Zazu Zaz came from. They believe it was from the episode Ellie Saves a Female. Now, Giraffes Are Selfish is who came up. He said, it's the one where Ellie, where she sprays him with Midnight Madness perfume. Zazu Zaz. So that may be the episode the fellow was looking for. So there you go. Great job. We got the answer by the end of the episode. Great job, chat room. So that was Giraffes Are Selfish, and Emmett Clark identified it as Ellie Saves a Female is the name of it. So great job. I knew we could do it. I knew I couldn't do it, but I knew somebody could do it. So thank you. Wow, Randy, I am just impressed. I can't even say normal names, as you've heard. And he said, Batten Edis. I couldn't say his name. So I would have never talked about Arthur. But there'll be links in the show notes to his Wikipedia page for Arthur Bat and Edis. I think I'm saying it right. See, that's why Randy does this weekend. I just talk. That's all it is. So great job, Randy. And hey, folks, I am so glad you were here. I want to thank you for showing up and being a part of this podcast. The podcast is always just a lot of fun, as I've said, and I enjoy being here. I am so glad that you as well enjoy being here. I'd love to hear from you, like I heard from these other folks tonight. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, as our anonymous caller did, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. If you can't remember that stuff, head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and click the contact button, and all the information is there. So if you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. Folks, I want you to have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good night, everybody.